You can't apply for the Milken Award, and you can't nominate someone for it. An award recipient herself, Foundation Representative Jane Foley, pumped up the students at an all-school assembly by telling them why one of theirs was selected.
You probably don't know anything or much about the Milken Family Foundation, but the foundation knows a lot about you. We heard about your school, your staff.
Because of the prestige of the Milken Award, which comes with an unrestricted $25,000 prize, the assembly also hosted four interior legislators, the school board, and Karen Moline, Alaska's Deputy Commissioner of Education. If any of that was lost on the students, Foley made sure they got it when she called the Milken Awards the Oscars of teaching.
The best athletes get Heisman trophies, entertainers have Emmys and Oscars. In science and medicine, we have Nobel Prizes. But our educators, who have the most important job of all, teaching all the people who get all the other awards, they haven't had that kind of a celebration. And the people at the Milken Foundation set out to change that.
And finally, the surprise was revealed, and science teacher Rebecca Missler was named.
This is incredible. I've been teaching at North Pole for, I think, 11 years now. You're very true to yourselves. You're respectful, and they're the reason why we come to school every day. So, yeah.
She was recognized for her teaching of chemistry, paleontology, and geology, but also the innovations she brings to hands-on learning in her classroom. There have been 71 Alaska winners since 1987, and some of them joined Missler at the mic.
Lebron McPhail, Mat-Su School District, 2000.
I'm Amy Vinlove. When I received the Milken Award in 2000, I was a third grade teacher at Nordale Elementary School here in Fairbanks. And now I'm the director of the School of Education at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. So be a teacher, come to UAF.
Marty Foster, 1999, 20 years ago, math, and I'm still teaching here in Fairbanks.
And I'm Tim Klein, also in 99.
I'm Shelley Beifelt. I won the award in 1993, which is before any of you were born, and probably some of your teachers, too.
Congratulations, Rebecca. I'm Valerie Ballard from Eagle River High School, 2017.
After the school break, Missler can prepare to attend the Milken Educator Forum in Indianapolis in March. In North Pole, I'm Robin.